This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. New Year's Eve partygoers can get around Denver for free tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Fares will be waived on Regional Transportation District buses and trains from 7 tonight until 7 tomorrow morning. RTD says nearly 50,000 passengers rode for free last New Year's. Brewing giant Molson Coors is paying RTD $50,000 to underwrite the program. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Eagle County has fallen short of a goal to free up more local rentals by limiting short-term ones. CPR's Paula Shalstida reports.
Eagle County wanted to secure 40 housing units through the Lease to Local program this year, but only 28 property owners signed up. Kim Williams, the county's housing director, acknowledged the goal was ambitious and noted the county only had about half a year to fulfill it.
A lot of these conversations are kind of long-term conversations with owners because they may have their unit on a short-term rental website and then, you know, have a booking for several months out.
Eagle County will set the same goal of securing 40 units by the end of 2024. The Board of Commissioners will consider raising financial incentives to bring in more homeowners. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos will debut their new starting quarterback today. Jarrett Stidham will play against the Chargers this afternoon at Mile High. He'll start for Russell Wilson, who has been benched by head coach Sean Payton. Kickoff is at 2:25. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.